ever. So, beloved, we'll go into the Word.
We'll
go into the Word.
And
today I want to talk to you about
it's
more like a thought that came during encounter, and I wrote it there at the encounter.
I've called it
Patented God. I want to take a second for you to process that.
What is it
to have a patent for God? How can you patent God? Does anybody understand what is a patent is?
It's
when somebody takes a product and they create it and then they patent it. So nobody besides that person has any rights for that product, how that is done and what's it going to be. So it's the rights to that product. So I started thinking, I like to spend time with Daddy at the encounter. It's a great atmosphere there. He speaks into your heart. Catholics, Protestants, and other denominations, they heard this phrase, this is not of God. Have you heard this stupid phrase, this is not of God? Let's just today think.
It's unique that this phrase
can only be said by that person that totally knows that individual and the product that is that others are talking about. Today I want
to
just dig in your head right now and maybe bring some of you into reality. This is not of God. To say this phrase, you have to know everything that God does. Everything. Totally. To figure out how he works, what he does. I've researched what is a patent. Patent is when a person imagines something and he puts a mark on it. This is the only way it's going to be in no other way. And everybody that want to use it, copy it or manufacture it, they have to go by that patent. You cannot right now create a Mercedes because you want it. Or open up a McDonald's just because you wanted to. You have to come to the company, the ones that patent that place or that car, because it's not yours. So, beloved, who patented God?
Religion patented
God. And the interesting thing is that now you have to answer, and they tell you, this is not of God. How can you know? From where do you get this information? You know, one time I was watching this picture on the internet. I saw a phone number. Apple products, Apple computers, iPods, and whatnot. Very unique product that everybody loves, even Bill Gates himself. For those that didn't understand, praise the Lord, never mind.
И когда официальному лицу, представляющему эту организацию, в интернете начали ходить телефоны. Вот это будет такой телефон.
On the company, there was many different numbers that were just going through internet. It was about half a year ago. I was watching this story on the internet. There was all these phone numbers. And that person that was the main guy of the Apple, he said, no, this is not a product of Apple. This is all lies and this is fake. In other words, this can only be said by the person that produces the product. If you say it's not of God, it can only be said by you, only if you know God. What, you've created God?
Я хочу до конца жизни, чтобы вы ваши и наши, чтобы мы все поняли. Мы не знаем, что Бог будет делать завтра.
We don't know what God will do tomorrow. We don't know. We can kind of see what he did. And every time he would do something, then he'd say, I do whatever I want to do in the way I want to do it, through whoever I want to do it through. Because I am God, and I want it this way.
Это он.
This is him. Some say, Holy Spirit, he's very...
Very fluffy. Yeah.
And when Zechariah left the temple, he wasn't able to speak until his child was born. Or remember Paul. Never mind that. Let's remember a person comes into a church. He's covered by the glory of God and he becomes blind. You tell me, what's happening in that church? Oh, curses are in that church. Hello. Let's rephrase everything. Let's just change times from the old, when the Bible was written to now. A man comes, for instance. He covers by the glory of God. He falls to the ground. They raise him up. He's blind. Tell us our reaction. lose their minds.
We're not going to know
what excuses to make. Oh, God made him blind. God give him vision. God doesn't want to give him vision. He needs to be blind for 3 days and then we'll talk. Hello.
Well,
he does whatever he wants. Wake up, church. God does whatever he wants. God cannot make you blind. Yes, he can. And make you deaf. And give you to the devil. He can do anything. Oh, look. God hasn't patented. All these pastors, churches write their letters. Everybody has to give their opinion about us.
Oh,
and now this guy wrote, he gathered information, and he wrote something. And now all of us, we have made a pact. Шаповалов has no God. But the interesting thing is, but you find out the tree by its fruit. But fruit is coming and coming. Thousands of lives are transformed. There is a great army that's raising up all over the world. And this is just the beginning. There's not enough of you. No. There's a lot of us. We have not been gathered together yet.
Amen?
Everybody that's over there, they listen to us as well. And when their mass move of God will start, you know, they'll go with us. And they'll say, we've always been with you. It's just not popular. You know, people talk bad about you. I was always laughing from all these pastors that they point at their people that come to their church and they say, this is God, this is not God. You're dumb. You're silly. We don't know anything. How can you know it's of God or not? I only know his voice and all signs and wonders. They still amaze me. How? How is it that gemstones come out of your mouth? How? I don't know. I see how it's happening. God cannot. Yes, he can. He can do whatever. If you say it's not of God, what? The devil, you know, repented? In the last days, you know what? Satan is like Jesus. He heals and he does all these. And all of us, like dummies, we're praising Jesus for it. We're praising Jesus for all of it. And in the end, Jesus is being praised. So the devil is stupid, right? Listen, beloved pastor, you know as much as the other person that you're pointing at. And probably even less. No, you didn't get it. The one that you're pointing at, he ran way far from you. Stop patenting God. Catholics have their own Christ. He has this patent image. With Orthodox, he's like this. What is this? What the sign? I can find out. Oh, that's Orthodox God. This is Catholic God. This is a Christian God. You can find out. Charismatic God. We know charismatic God as well. We know him. All these different gods. That is not him. He does not want to be an image. He wants to be on the inside of you. He wants to transform you. My God. Again and again, I am explaining. We, including me, all say, people say, I know everything. No, we don't know anything. I am simply a child. Some say, oh, you have to rationally think. Check Шаповалов according to the Bible. Jesus said, you will not enter into the kingdom of God until you become like who? Like children. Tell me, how equipped is a child? Let's just go the other way. Stop right now. So who said this? Jesus said it. So, shut your mouth and listen to me. I can argue about Paul and Peter, but these are the words of Jesus. If you will not become like children, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom? On the inside of you. How can I enter into myself? Just think about that.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is within you. If you will not become like children, you will not enter into the kingdom. What? Nicodemus, you're too smart. Tell me, why did God say to be like children? Because a child believes all. Tell me, parents, how many times did we fool our children?
Stop.
He believes everything, yes, and he, I will believe, yeah, I can be fooled, yes, I can be fooled, I'm a child that believes all, but God will not let me be abused like that. I know liars that are here right now, in this place. Smile, guys, smile.
Суд Бога.
The judgment of God is for all the liars. The judgment of God. Something leave?
Hello. Вам нравится началка?
You like the beginning?
Oh, подождите чуть-чуть.
Hold on.
Подождите.
Just hold on.
Сегодня не будет хорошо.
It's going to be good today.
Ecclesiastes 11:5.
Let's go back to being a child. How many times my mom lied to me and said that there is Santa Claus? And I'm like an idiot, believed it. And she said, the presents are out there, and they bring a bike, and I'm jumping because this is from Santa. Be like children. Because
you have
to figure out,
God,
if you ask for bread, he will not give you a rock. Hello. It never happened, it will never will happen. We will get to that. So, should we believe all? Yes. What is one of the things of love? Love believes all, right? Qualities of love is believing.
Ecclesiastes
11:5. Also, when the old are 11:5. When you know where the winds go, you want to figure out God? You don't know what God does because you know why? Because you don't know what your wife is thinking right now, what she's up to right now. You don't know it. You can figure out what that donkey wants. He's eating grass.
And he's eating.
Can you tell what's inside his head? You don't know. How can you find out what God is up to if you don't know what donkey is doing right now? What's in his head? It's a very powerful revelation. Just think about it. How? God that creates everything. Creates all. Yes, he created a wife. That, you will be amazed by your wife till the end of your life. My wife continues to amaze me. What she does not like, now she likes. So what should I do now? Now we're eating oil, and now we're eating butter and chocolate. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen in 5 years. I'm adapting myself. This is how life is.
Amen, братья.
Amen, brothers.
Мужик как бы просто.
Men are easier. The important thing is to have clean socks and underwear and not to wake up too early in the morning. And all the men said, oh, well, at least have some meat in the fridge. Men are simple, but with women... Okay, that's a completely different message. It's deep.
It's
like you don't know the way wind blows and how the bones are formed in the womb of the pregnant. So you don't know what God does. And the God that does everything. You're not God, of God. You know? We're going to have gold bricks that will fall because God knows what he does. I am a child of my father. I will never be lied to. Lies will always come out and God will be just.
Алло.
Hello. Hello.
Мой папа никогда не даст.
My
Почему?
Daddy
Потому что я был ребенком из-за какого-то гарбича, который находится рядом. Я
child.
Не дам.
And because of some sort of garbage that's next to us, I will not let the devil stop the move of God. Hello, church. I will continue to believe my daddy
and continue
believing that if I will ask for bread, he will not give me a rock. He will not give me a rock. Because I will be like a child if daddy says that it will happen. Why? Because our daddy is very unique. You know why? Because God cannot do one thing. He cannot lie. Even if he called it, if he said it's going to happen, if it never happened before, it will still happen.
Listen,
we are like parents. We can invent something and tell there is Santa Claus, and we believe to a certain age, and then somebody tells you, oh, you're foolish. Daddy just lied. I mean, dad just gave you these presents. You know?
В других домах дали выпить. Он хлобысь. Видели таких Дед Морозов?
Have you seen Santa Clauses like that that dress up as Santas and they're really your neighbor?
Но папа.
But daddy.
Очень уникальная личность.
He's very unique.
Если он сказал.
If he said.
Дуйте в доки!
Sound the alarm.
Значит,
blow the trumpets.
Раньше не падали.
Oh, the walls never fell before from that. I said do it.
Упаду.
The walls of Jericho will fall. It didn't fall before, but it will fall with you. If daddy said so, it will happen. That's why I believe all that God will do with me. I believe all that will happen. Yeah, I'll be like a child. Totally, like your child. Totally, totally, totally believes you and trusts you. Same way with me. I'm that child that totally trusts my beloved Father. Believe me, I'm very careful with people. People betrayed me, and they still betray me, and they will. It's the nature of men. But my daddy will never do that. Never, never, never. I believe him. And we have not even seen anything, church. We have not seen anything. How big the revolution and reformation. It's coming, it's coming. And we will see it. Just buckle up and just say, wow, I'm going to stay here just because I want to see what's going to happen. Just because you want to see what's going to happen. Listen.
Уникально, когда все предают тебя.
It's very unique when everybody betrays you and they give you to the devil. It was very unique when Christ was betrayed. All the apostles were betrayed. And I will say that I'm that person that I'm in the process of everybody else. You know, everybody else is betraying me. And I say, it's okay, daddy already warned me about that. Before something new is born, the old has to be destroyed. I am waiting for the rest of you to say your piece. Just go ahead and speak it. Hurry up. And then my beloved daddy will say something. No, I'm not prideful. Daddy knows my heart and not planning on making up excuses before you. My father knows my heart. He knows where I am, who I talk to. Listen to me very carefully. I'm not making excuses before anybody. Just like you, we only have to speak before our Father. How I love him. How I want him to clean out this church from diseases. How I want for God to raise up the generation of glory, the new generation of young lions and lionesses, for those that to be in the gap, those people that believe in the whole glory of God and will not let their mind prevent them from the glory. I am dreaming to raise up that generation that is limitless. I am breaking limits in my head always because I, you know, I have to fight religion also. I've drank some religion, and I have to battle myself sometimes. Believe me, you want to say I'm not religious? Yeah, I'm not religious, but religion. I still have some of things that I have to fight. And daddy says, I'm doing it, and I do it the way I want to. So, right now I want to ask a question to all of you that signs, wonders, miracles, healings, and creative miracles, and so on, that happen here in our church and all over the world where his children are searching for his glory. Listen. Some do not understand anything. Please, go on the internet and you will see that gold dust, oil, and gemstones, it's been happening for the past 100 years. Puerto Rico, Mexico, America, Canada, Americas, and the Canada. What do I have to do with any of it? If you're pouring against it, it has nothing to do with me. Maybe amongst the Russian people it's happening on a global scale through our church, yes. But this has been happening for many, many years now. Wake up. Daddy has been doing with masses of people that he does whatever he wants. There are things in the Bible that are unexplainable. Why? Zechariah, why does he have to write with chalk upon the chalkboard? Why? Daddy said so. You try arguing with Daddy. Say, I don't want it like that. He'll show you what he wants. Amen.
Вы полностью и досконально
totally
знакомы с продукцией Всевышнего?
No,
the product of the Almighty. Которые определили, что есть от Бога.
I'm asking it to those that people that know what is of God. You for sure know what he does or what he will do.
Вы точно знаете,
you know
что все учение о работе ангелов,
teachings on angels and of God's heavenly creatures and what is happening in heaven, you know 100% what is happening right now? No.
Я так понял, что нет.
I understand that no, we don't know.
So,
just shut your mouth.
Just
shut your mouth and that's it.
I
don't know what God is doing. This is my revelation. I don't know. I simply want to be in what he is doing. I tell you the truth. If someone does not understand and you think that this is the level of transformation center, you made a mistake. A month or two goes by and we'll be on a different level in a different area. And like those people that, you know, attach themselves to something and say, this is God, stop patenting God. This is God, this is brand, this is Mark. No, no, no. Beloved, God moves the way he wants to move. I just always want to be in the freshest and the very peak of it all. And I said, Father, any price, I'll pay any price. I want to be in the freshest of it and the craziest miracles. Believe me, beloved. Right now we are getting friends, very serious friends. I'm not going to say their names. You will see them soon. They say, what is happening in your church? We are dreaming about that. Hello. And when I say, guys, we're going through attacks, and they say, you can't even imagine what attacks we go through. And people leave, people that are have big ministries, they move to another level. All the musicians got up and left, and I'm sitting there talking to these people, you know, texting and calling, and they say, relax. They said, it's part of the package.
Это все часть твоей бандерольки.
It's part of your package.
Поэтому расслабься.
That is why I relax.
А я буду до конца.
And I will go till the end for all the supernatural because my God was never natural.
Ты думаешь,
you think you're natural?
Слушай, вот просто
Listen,
возьми и подумай.
Just think. You think you're natural?
На этой земле все
Everything natural upon this earth that was supernatural somewhere. You know, Daddy says, I want to create a son through a virgin. Who will be a father? He said, I'll be a father. I nominate myself. How is that? A virgin got pregnant from the Holy Spirit? Yes. Hello. No, that's what Daddy said. And then the whole world was saved. How was that?
Вот так.
Like that.
А что, нельзя было попроще?
What, they couldn't
Именно
simplify?
Самая страшная смерть омыла
the
нас кровью
scariest
и покрыла
цепи. Redeemed the soul. Covered us with blood. Dad does whatever he wants. He does whatever he wants. So just wake up and listen to him.
Пожалуйста, наливайте так много. Я тону.
Don't pour so much water in. I'm spilling it all.
Послушай.
Listen.
Иов 40 глава с 1 по 9 стих.
Job
Мне нравится,
41.
Когда Иов там звонякал,
like
пищал,
he was complaining and crying.
Бог меня кинул. Бог что хочет, то и делает.
He wants.
Он возьмет и поставит тебя в искушение, которого ты не заслужил. Почему?
It's not for you, and you didn't deserve it. Why? Just check. God cannot put righteous people in... Wake up. Yes, he can. And he can.
Oh,
I give my tithes, I give my 10%, I give love, I sow and sow and sow, and look, the whole hell broke loose against me. Shut your mouth. God knows what he's doing, and he will do it either you want it or not. Oh God, I gave you so much money. What? You think he became rich because you gave him money? What?
Он чхнет, и у него два таких, как ты, будет.
You know what? God can do anything.
Два раза чхнет, еще три планеты появятся.
He can create planets. He can create whatever
he
wants. He does whatever he wants.
Бог не может, может.
God cannot. Yes, he can, and he will.
И самое интересное, он любит удивлять тех, которые говорят,
he loves to amaze those that say he cannot.
Раз и удивил.
He just amazes them. Yes, he can.
Представь себе.
Imagine.
Могу.
Yes, I can.
И все наши теории.
And all our theories.
Праведник не будет наказан.
The righteous shall not be punished.
Почему?
Yes,
потому
he will. Because
сказала,
the truth said, I want him to be checked out.
И даже
I want him to be tried.
Ив,
and the holiest job that,
that
God himself said, have you seen Satan, my man, Job? Yeah, but you've guarded him. I've seen him. He's doing so good.
Дай мне. Некоторые люди думают, что дьявол
Some say that
Бога,
the devil is afraid of God. You know what? He comes before him and
you know,
speaks against God's people. There's conversations against you, me. Sometimes daddy allows certain things to happen to check you and me. Hello.
Я тебе еще раз говорю.
Again, I tell you.
Он делает, что
he does
он хочет.
Whatever he wants. And when a person comes up to you and says, this is not of God, that is the stupidest thing that come out of the mouth of a human being. You don't even know the car that drives in front of you where it's going to go, right or left. And you have two chances to guess. And you will always have the wrong answer. This is how smart we are.
Трафик даже объехать не может.
We can't even pass traffic.
Я знаю,
oh, I know
Бога.
This is not of God.
Я все изучил.
I've studied all.
Давайте изучим еще.
Let's learn some more.
Иов 41:9.
Job
41:9. Из бури.
The Lord said to Job. The Lord was answering Job out of the storm.
О, буря стоит.
There's a storm. And Storm is speaking with Job. Let's visualize. Visualize a picture. Let's watch a movie. This is a small piece of the story. And God started explaining all these animals to Job. Just read chapter 40 and 41. The Lord answered to Job out of a storm. Job was covering himself with ashes. He said,
Я буду спрашивать
I will
тебя,
answer
а
you,
ты объясняй мне.
And you will explain
Бог
to me. It's dangerous when God
Подружки,
starts talking to you, because I guarantee you, when he'll be asking you questions, you will not have answers for those questions.
А ты объясняй мне.
And then you explain to me. He was speaking to him like man to man.
Ты хочешь не спровергнуть суд мой?
You want to get rid of my judgment?
To, Знаете, почему я задал вопрос? Потому что я его там разворняк. Нету справедливости. Да. И там друзья там начали. Покайся там. Жена говорила.
So he says, shall he who would find fault with the Almighty content with him? He who disputes with God, let him answer it.
И смотри, что
And look what happens.
Суд мой и обвинить меня, чтобы оправдать себя. Четвертый стих. Такая Then, ли у тебя мышца, как у Бога?
Do you have the same
Нет,
muscle like God? No, I have a small one.
У него мышца побольше.
He has a bigger muscle.
И слушай.
And listen.
Можешь ли возгреметь голосом, как он? Вопрос.
Question.
Можешь?
Can you thunder with a voice
Знаете,
like his? That's it. That's as loud as I can get. You won't, you know, some people will not even hear you without a microphone. You can't do anything. Listen. I love the way God talks to his children. By the way, in the American Bible, it's chapter 40, verse 6 and down.
So, можешь ли возгреметь голосом, как он? Украсть же себя величием.
Deck yourself now with excellency. That's verse 10. Excellency? Can you just... People ask, where does it speak about
you
know, gold dust and sparkles? And he says, deck yourself with excellency and dignity. And the Russian Bible says about sparkly things in here. Can you dress yourself with excellency and dignity?
And,
you know who can do that? You cannot, but he can. And array yourself with honor and majesty. Read your Bible. It's all there. It's all in there.
Украсть же себя величием и славою, облекись в блеск и великолепие.
Honor and majesty. Pour forth, 11. Pour forth the overflowings of your anger and look on everyone who is proud and abase him.
Можешь?
Can you?
Нет, не можешь.
No, you cannot.
Смотрите. И смири его. Технология иногда меня достает. Потому что иногда...
Sometimes I have problems with technology. I push the wrong button and I lost the whole thing.
И ты попал.
And you're in trouble.
Я никуда не уйду. Смотрите.
Look.
Смотрите. Посмотри на все гордое.
Look on everyone who is look on everyone who is proud and bring him low and tread down the wicked where they stand. If you are so able, Job, bury and hide them all in the dust together and shut them up in the prison house of death. Check that out. Just bury them. Bring them low. You know, at the time as I'm speaking, right now there are people that are burying in the ground those people here that spoke dirt and garbage. Can you just imagine? You know, why I always give judgment to the Lord? Because He knows how to judge everyone. I always call upon the judgment of God upon myself. You know how you will never be judged? Every day I wake up and say, no one will judge me. You are my judge, Lord. Judge me every day. Every day. Judge me. Change me, transform me right now. Judge me right now, Jesus. You say it's horrible words. No, these are the best words because Daddy's, He's a righteous judge. Daddy will always, always put you down and talk to you like a beloved son. And that's why I always go into the righteousness of God. Always. This is my love. Listen. Look.
И закручи нечестивые на местах, зарой их всех в землю.
Bury and hide them all in the dust together and shut them up in the prison house of death.
Что десница твоя, то есть правая рука.
And then I will, God, praise you.
Другими словами,
also, and acknowledge that your own right hand can save you. And so on and so forth. There's a lot of different things that God is telling Job. From the very beginning, when the church is being born, when we hear, or when a person or congregation tried to control the move of the Holy Spirit, all of these supernatural things that happen. The interesting thing is that every denomination or they have their own patented God. Everyone. They right away will tell you where you're going to go. I want for Transformation Center for God to tell you about God. That's it. You come to me, I will point you to Him because I don't know. I can only tell you what I know, but I don't know anything, church. I tell you the truth. You want to have teachings? Why don't you have the mind of Christ? This is what I do, and I tell you to do the same. Just study from the feet of Jesus. You know, I want to listen to your revelation when we gather together with a team. You know, guys, it's very interesting when we share dreams, visions, prophecies, situations, and it's very interesting. And beloved, isn't it nice when we come together and we share things with each other and we learn from each other? Because this is Daddy's dream for us, for all of us to be individuals. I am dreaming not to have a herd of sheep that are chasing the pastor. You know what? When we take the first turn, you'll fall off. You know what? Make your own decision. I've decided. I've made this decision. Listen to you. You are an individual and you make a choice where to go, how and why you want to go there. Look. Everybody has their own patented God. You know, all these bishops and cardinals and whatnot, and they know what God can do, what cannot do. That's complete nonsense. You know what is a denomination? God is moving. I'm explaining to you. Look, there's one picture. There's a picture has been patented. Then next generation took a photo again of God. God is always moving, church. I don't want to take an occasional picture and hang it somewhere we can see it and then just die. No, no, no. What do feathers got to do with any of this or the other things that happen? I'm following God. What do diamonds have to do with any of it? I'm following God. All these things follow us.
Я за ним иду. I'm following him.
If this will not happen tomorrow, I really don't care.
If none of this will happen anymore, I don't care.
I have my God that is inside of me that I am following, and I will never leave him. What signs and wonders have to do with any of it?
Again, yes. Some say
this is not a confirmation that is God with you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is exactly a confirmation that Daddy is at home.
Amen?
Oh, what are they? Holy? Yes, holy, righteous, that has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And things will happen. All these wonders will happen. Just continue watching how there's new and new and new things will happen upon this platform with people, with all these people, with children in this church. Just watch very carefully. Daddy does all.
Interesting thing is that Pharisees told
God himself that he's not of God.
Stop.
Let's just stop.
Let's just stop.
Hold on. You think I'm amazed by your letter about me that I'm not of God?
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Богу говорили, что он не от Бога.
People told God himself that he's not of God. Just think. Think. God came and they tell him, you're not of God. You know why Jesus had no words? What? And he'd always repeat, I did not come to judge the world. But there was reflexes of that. He wanted to spank some people.
Смотрите, если мы с вами, давайте вырвем из контекста.
Let's take things out of context. People like to take my phrases out of context, out of my preaching. Let's take a fragment of Jesus' life. Jesus with eyes like that, hair flying everywhere. He's screaming and hitting people.
Hi-ya!
This is Christ. You know when they say, come to me all who are tired and I will kill you?
Давайте вырвем этот фрагмент.
Let's take that fragment out. And disciples are like, wow, let's gather up the harvest.
Hallelujah!
And then the doves are flying, animals are running around, and Pharisees are running around as well. They're scared.
The unique
thing is the reaction of the Pharisees. Others would say,
call the police,
get this guy out of here. No.
Летают мухи, голуби вылетели.
Everything is flying. Everything is everywhere. There's piles of manure from the animals. Everything is everywhere. Somebody's sitting there.
Got up. And
he said,
"Можешь это делать?
What authority are you using that you're doing this?"
Can
you imagine the reaction? There was a lot of people right there in the temple.
Can
you imagine, just take a picture of Jesus back then. You know, they'd cut out that incident and they would put it on YouTube. This is your Christ. You
want
to go to the church? Yeah, we are thinking, right? Let's think. Imagine that Jesus lived in our day and age right now. Words are words, but video, now that is questionable. Take a look at what they're saying. You know, stop cutting out fragments. Take a look at our whole life, our attacks and our victories, and you will understand why. And we are very merciful. We're very merciful. We've joked about everything that has been done against us. If it was Daddy, Daddy would have talked to you in a different way. Totally differently. And that is why we can imagine whatever, cut out, you know, fragments where Jesus is walking on water, and they say, okay, that's it, occult practices. We're filming you. And they're night vision cameras. Oh, look, he's walking on water. And you see on YouTube, millions of viewers, Jesus is walking towards the boat. Can you just imagine Jesus in our days right now? Just imagine it. I can just create such things and just put it together as one movie, and you'll say, I don't want to follow Jesus.
Хотя это фрагменты.
But these are fragments of his life, different pictures. Amen?
Иисус совсем другой.
Jesus is totally different.
Были моменты.
Those are just little moments.
Смотри.
Look.
Мне нравится эта тема.
I like this message a lot.
I love it. Смотри. Уникально то, что фарисеи Бога
назвали. The thing is that Pharisees called God the devil.
Они сказали, что
they said that you're not of God.
Иоанн 9:16.
John 9:16.
And then some of the Pharisees said,
this man Jesus is not from God, because he does not observe the Sabbath. But others said, how can a man who is a sinner, a bad man, do such signs and miracles? So there was a difference of opinion among them. Guess what is happening right now? And there was difference of opinions among them. A big, big global difference. God, I'm not of God. There's so many lives have been transformed. God cannot do that. Yes, he can. So what should I do? Scream.
А папа берет и такого ненормального.
And uses a crazy guy like me.
Алло!
Hello.
Просто будь послушным.
Just be obedient.
И даже осел будет пророчить.
And even a donkey can prophesy.
Ключ к использованию
Бога. The key to being used by God.
Total послушание.
Obedience.
Мы с Димоном как-то разговаривали,
me and Dimon,
да?
We're talking one time. We were joking. Imagine, Jesus is riding on a donkey. Everybody's laying the palm leaves. You know? Что он сказал?
Ну все. Вот она! Слава!
Can you imagine the donkey? He's saying, wow. Imagine what Jesus thought. Wow.
Какой-то мужик там сидит.
Look at this glory. Imagine, no, what he said, imagine what the donkey was thinking. Wow, check out this glory.
Представляете, уже ничего не видит, что сзади. А там, yeah, я все, oh, yeah.
There's all this glory, and the donkey says, finally, I've been noticed by people.
Вот оно, призвание.
My call.
Сказали взять молодого осла.
They said to take the young donkey. There's a secret in that. Because Jesus does not ride old donkeys.
На осле, на котором никто не ездил.
Donkey that nobody was riding upon. It was a young colt.
Если на тебе кто-то проехал,
if somebody took you for a ride, you're not gonna pass.
Папе надо.
Daddy needs.
С нулями миль, километра.
Start with zero mileage.
Новенький, с парковочки, начищенный.
Right out of the dealership.
Ночи блестит.
Shiny.
Ушки торчат.
Sticking out, ears. They're beautiful donkeys.
It's a
joke, but there's very deep revelation in that joke. Young donkey, not an old one, that has been used and abused, but it has been clean and ready, said, that's it, God, do whatever you want. Okay, I'll take you for a ride. Time has come. Look.
Time has come when no one can control
the move of God upon this earth. I love it. I love it. Can you just imagine? Right now, all over the face of this world, in our nation, not just other nations, but in our Slavic nation, the dumbest one, the weirdest one.
I know.
I talk to Mexicans, to Asians, to Americans.
We
are the weirdest. I know. It's a fact. Don't believe me? Look around. Daddy is starting to raise up these people that are walking in his glory. And the interesting thing is, there is no way back. What is that? That is them, the generation of glory. And I have been dreaming, and I said, Daddy, will I ever see people that are crazy, they're out of structure, away from the slave-like thinking, that love you, because a building cannot be called a church. You are a church. I am a church. Where there are two or three gathered in my name, I am amongst them. That's where the church is. This is where God is. That's where his glory is. That is his way of building. There's only three of us. It's enough. That's enough. There's three of you. That's good. Daddy's with you. This is a church. Hello.
Настало время, когда не сможет никто контролировать и управлять движением Бога на земле. Но для этого Богу нужны люди. Послушайте меня внимательно. Люди, которые не остановятся на достигнутом. Знаете, почему все останавливается в церкви? Бог просто стенает нашим сердцам. Все, когда достигли, остановились.
Because once people achieve something, they stop.
I had many different incidents with people come up and say, Pastor, we are leaving only because you continue moving forward, and we cannot hold on. Our minds are just going, you know, we don't understand. And they say, I'm sorry,
but your tempo is too fast, or your pace is too fast for the way we're moving. And I believe that Daddy will raise up in the center of true lions and lionesses. I believe that, that Daddy gave us the G12 vision only for a reason, to raise up a team for His glory. I believe that we will grow. I believe, not us, I will rephrase that, but His spirit on the inside will grow. He always used the human being. So He needs an individual. Will you be that individual through which God will do for you? Whatever He
wants.
He even told the prophet to use manure to bake bread. That was in the Old Testament. And he can't say that. And, you know, and the prophet said, I cannot use my own. And God said, okay, fine, use cow manure. And if you don't believe, read the Bible. Or for instance, this story. For instance, why don't you go take a prostitute for a wife? That was with Jeremiah. Why don't you take her, marry her, and you know what? Make children with her. What? Nothing. How is that? Like that. Peter. Good apostle. Righteous.
Truthful.
One time,
сходит полотно. Примерно
he saw a vision. There's this blanket comes down. Kind of looks like what I usually eat at the restaurant.
Так скажем. Со всякими
with
гадами,
all these different seafood and weird things. And things that were
пример.
Not righteous
вот такое,
for the Jewish people to eat.
На Твиттере. И он говорит, встань за колени.
And he said, get up and eat it.
Нет!
I said, no.
Никогда ничего не чистого.
I never touched anything that was unclean.
Он сказал, а я взял
and he said, and I took and cleansed everything. So, get up and eat it.
Не могу!
I can't. You will eat it.
Слушайте сюда.
Listen.
Бог не может.
God cannot.
Представляете,
imagine.
Здесь он говорит, послушайте меня.
Listen.
Послушайте.
Listen to me.
В законе написано.
In the law it is written.
Stop. Как это один и
how
тот же Бог
the same God
говорит абсолютно
says absolutely
здесь
different things here
от прикосновения
Moses,
к тому, что Бог показал ему,
you
есть нечист до вечера и
you
должен был
мыться.
Читаем закон.
You have to wash yourself. Just read the law. In the
вот
Old Testament.
Говорит,
and here he says, don't worry about
ешь!
It. I've cleansed it.
Нет,
eat it.
Ничего не входило в уста мои
and Peter said, there's
сказал,
nothing been, that's been unclean that touched my mouth. He said, I've cleansed it. Have a good appetite. Eat
Бог
it.
Не может,
God
может.
Cannot. Yes, he can.
Возьмет и
he will use it.
Возьмет, очистит,
he'll take
и
it and cleanse it. And you
и
will use
будешь,
it. And you will
ешь.
Eat it.
Нравится воскресная тема?
You like this Sunday's message? Is it too much? No?
Кроме потопа на моей кафедре, все было.
Besides the flood upon my podium, everything's good.
Для этого Богу нужны люди, люди, которые
people,
не останутся на достигнутом, не пойдут на компромисс,
achieved,
не сядут за стол переговоров с врагом, не сядут.
To,
но здесь большое но.
Enemies, no.
Самое интересное
but
в этом процессе, послушайте меня внимательно, наблюдать то, что как только
that
Бог поднимает человека, доверяя ему глобальное духовное влияние, власть и давая ему часть своего откровения, заметьте, мы не имеем всего, я имею часть имени.
Have a part, you have a part, they have on the other side, they have another part, and that is called the body. I will never be the whole body, and I don't want to be the whole. I am a part of His revelation, not the whole revelation. Listen.
Через очень короткий период времени этот человек или организация патентует это как единственное правильное движение и направление Святого Духа.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Я шокирован.
I am shocked by that.
Опять сделали
again,
фотку.
They've made
и опять теперь у нас
picture,
живой Бог.
God,
они сфотали его так.
Took a picture of him while
he's
dancing.
Религия сфотала его там с бичом.
Religion took a picture of him
ну да,
hitting.
Вот фотку видел. Да, видел. Yeah. А теперь Бог весел.
And now God is happy.
Всех поет вино.
He's giving wine. Вливает, He's pouring
как,
it.
Помните, как он говорит, пришел Иоанн Креститель,
Remember,
нет,
he said,
не пьет.
John Baptist came, did not drink, did not eat. And now Son of Man came and drinks and eats. And he has friends. And you're talking nonsense. Remember?
Что бы ты ни делал,
no matter what you do,
им всегда будет не то.
For other people, it would be wrong either way, Слушай, all the time.
Патентуй это как единственное правильное.
They patent it as the only righteous way of
и
the Holy Spirit. By achieving
патента,
what they wanted, that right patent, that person or organization
stopped
all the other movements forward,
войну,
and they take their war towards everything, against everything that is new that is being raised up all around.
Как только
as soon as you stop
вперед,
moving forward, you become
всего,
defending yourself from everything that is new and is called of God. It happened
on
everybody. Read, my beloved, the story of Christianity. It is always repeating itself, always
and
what is happening with us and with me, in part,
it's
exactly copy. Exact copy of those people that created Reformation in his own people. Who am I? I'm a reformer.
Добро пожаловать
into my world.
Не веришь?
Don't believe me? Just keep watching me. I know who I've been born to be by God. It's not pride. A mechanic will always say that he's a mechanic. I am a reformer. That's it. This is my function. This is my function in the body of Christ. This is what I've done. And I will do it.
I
have been born by God to transform the minds of many people. He told me that. There's nothing that I've made up here. The important thing is to find your call in God. And that's it. Prophet, you're not proud. You're proud that you're a prophet. You're a prophet. You have to do things. You see dreams and visions. You're a seer. That's who you are. That person or organization, they patent that as the only righteous move of the Holy Spirit by achieving that right patent that person or organization stop all the other movements forward and they take their war against everything that is new that is being risen up against new revelations, signs, wonders, and miracles and so on and so forth. And that is a war for your own survival. They don't war with us. They war,
make war
because people leave from their churches.
Нет, уже давно.
And those churches have no God. Maybe he was there at one time, but now he's gone. He's been moving.
Там хотят быть.
Where God is, people want to be there. They want to live. Listen.
Именно это и есть борьба за
свое выживание. War for your survival. Again and again, church. There's ancient process. War of the old with the new. That's it.
Luke 11:14.
Luke.
Послушайте еще одну 11, интересную 14.
Маленькую
It's very
историю. Interesting story.
Мне она очень нравится.
I like it.
Однажды изгнал
Jesus
он беса, который был,
that was dumb.
Был нем, немой. Человек был. И когда бес вышел,
and it occurred that when the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled. But some of them said, he drives out demons because he's in league with by the Beelzebub, the prince of demons, while others try and test and tempt and demanded a sign of him from heaven. But he, well aware of their intent and purpose, said to them, every kingdom split up against itself is doomed and brought to desolation. And so house falls upon house. And if Satan is also divided against himself, how will his kingdom last for you? That I expel demons with the help of any by Beelzebub, now if I expel demons with the help of the Beelzebub, with whose help and by whom do your sons drive them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. I cannot stay here and cast out devils. We are casting out devils years and years. There was tons of demons that left. Visible demons.
Все люди осуждают. Я не понял. Это значит, я слуга дьявола и рушу его царство, продвигаю имя Иисуса Христа, поклоняюсь ему и спасаю людей от ада. Алло! Иисус это уже сказал. Не может. Его тоже такими же именами называют, как тебя и меня. Все повторяется, не переживай. Поэтому я говорю, что я не знаю многих вещей. На многие вопросы у меня нет ответа. Я знаю только одно, что я много лет просил у моего любимого небесного Отца кушать. И точно знаю, что Он не даст мне отравы. Кто-то из вас когда-нибудь даже был злой на своего ребенка. Вы дали ему какой-то грязи, заразы или отравы? Никогда! Никогда в жизни не было и никогда в жизни не будет. Так можете себе представить, как это Бог? Бог, послушайте меня внимательно, может нас Сыпать мне, когда я от чистого сердца прошу его, папочка, дай мне настоящую славу твою. Он мне насыпет отраву.
He's gonna give me poison.
Знаете, у кого проблемы?
You know, those
у тех, кто сомневается. Знаете, что в Библии написано, что сомневающиеся?
The Bible says those that
сомневающиеся подобен чему?
Are like the waves.
Облакам развиваемым.
Or the clouds.
Дорогие мои, именно сомнения. Я ни в чем не сомневаюсь. Я всегда папе говорю, я буду идти, все выжимать. У меня одна скорость. И все. У меня нет задней, давно вырвали, поломалась коробка. У меня есть только одна передняя. Я давно заключил с папой завет. Если я куда-то не туда еду, направь меня!
I already told him, if I'm going somewhere, I should be going, you align me your way. I will prophesy, I will preach, I will speak, that I will raise up a generation of champions. I will raise up my team of champions, and nobody will stop me.
Ты какая дешевая зараза! Слушай сюда. Я тебе говорю, иди.
I tell you, go and do not be
ничего.
Afraid of anyone or anything. Stop listening to religious lies. Things that God can do or not do, or is this from God or is this not God? And don't think that something that was given to you, that you should worry and be confused. And your father, your heavenly father, is greater than your mother or your father. And God is never going to poison you. So repeat after me. This cannot be. If I ask for food, repeat. He'll give me food. That's our Father. You know what I'm saying? That's our Father. It cannot be. So what do I do? He always says, do not be afraid. Angel comes, the very first words he says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's me walking on water. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. What do I do? Do not be afraid. The last... Luke 11:9.
Поэтому хочу, чтобы вы утвердились в Боге.
I want you to be established in God. Stand strong. And not to allow the devil to come and sow a seed of doubt in your heart. I believe God. I don't believe that God will one day poison me with something. He will let me live. He'll give me the real food, nutritional food. In Jesus' name.
Мы становимся сильнее.
We become stronger.
И я скажу вам.
And I tell
просите,
you.
Послушайте сюда, я опять говорю, я цитирую слова Иисуса.
I'm quoting the words of Jesus, and this is the word of God to me. Not a word of a man, but this is a word of God. So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks, keeps on asking, receives. And he who seeks and keeps on seeking, finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be open. And for the rest of my life, I will keep on knocking. I will keep on knocking and screaming to heaven. Even if tomorrow they will hurt me, but I will speak and I will prophesy and I will keep moving forward and I will see a generation of glory. I will see it. I will see a generation of glory.
Какой из вас отец, когда сын его попросит у него хлеба?
For what father among you, if his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will instead of fish give him a serpent?
Если попросит яйца,
or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion?
Итак,
if you, then evil as you are, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? So I tell you, be his child. Don't be afraid. Just walk after him. Follow him. You don't need me. You don't need anyone else. You just need your loving God. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I prophesy. So if you're evil as you are, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, listen to me. Not the devil, not the spirit of deception, but the Holy Spirit. To those who ask of him, that's why I am not afraid of being deceived. Even from very smallest traps, he will pull me out of those. And everyone else will be judged by God, even including me. That's why I say, do not, don't.
Do not be hastened to make early judgments. Give him glory. Let us arise.
Поблагодарите его.
Thank him.
Поблагодарите папочку за то, что вы знакомы.
For the fact that you have encountered him and you knew him.
Скажите ему спасибо, дорогие. Я прошу вас об одном, любимая моя церковь. Я не знаю, кто будет со мной до конца.
I don't know who will be with me.
Мне абсолютно все равно. Я прошу вас.
I don't know who will be with me tomorrow or leaving.
От всякого страха, потому что в любви нет.
Be free from all fears, because in true love there is no fear. Can you imagine how easy would it be for you to poison your child? Because anything that you give him, he would not even look inside and doubt whether you're trying to poison him or not. And he will listen to you and tell you thank you, and it will just eat it. That's why I know that God would never poison me, because I love him with all of my heart, with all of my being, with all of my strength. I love my beloved. I love my beloved.
Продолжайте лить грязь. Продолжайте проклинать.
Speaking lies and trashing us. Keep on doing that.
Я люблю моего любимого.
I'm not worried, because I love my God, and I stand given account before him. So I worship him. I praise him. And I'm not afraid. And once again, I repeat, everything that comes from the Father, I receive it all. And I do not want to check it. I love you so much that I believe you, that you would never, ever give me evil or poison me. I praise you. Praise him with me. Lift him up. Give him glory.
My beloved. Thank you. My beloved. Thank you. Have a seat.
Дорогая моя семья, присядь.
My dear family.